judges, John Ringling North welcomes you to the greatest show on earth.
It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So there we have it, the Ringling Brothers Circus to close after 146 years, Roger. Breaking news. We have actually have breaking news on this show.
Something broke. So,
yeah, something broke.
Yeah.
We never get
the
this.
The circus broke.
Yeah, and this came in like 10 o'clock last night or 10:30 last night. That after 146 years, the curtain is coming down on the greatest show on earth. The owner of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, and I think it's the Barnum and Bailey family that own everything now, told the Associated Press that the show will close forever in May. The iconic American spectacle was felled by a variety of factors, company executives say. Declining attendance, combined with higher operating costs, along with changing public tastes and prolonged battles with animal rights groups, all contributed to the demise. And I was looking at this, 146 years since the mid-1800s, Phineas Taylor Barnum made a traveling spectacle of animals and human oddities popular. While the five, we do that here. While the five,
I do it on my own every
exactly,
weekend.
Exactly. While the five Ringling brothers perform juggling acts and skits from their home base in Wisconsin. By mid-century, the circus was routine, wholesome family entertainment. But as the 20th century went on, kids became less and less enthralled. Now, I went as a kid, didn't you? Right?
Oh yeah, several times. Parents. Even took our kids.
Right, exactly. Well, see, now, that's the thing. I think my son went years ago with another family member. I've never taken my daughter or my son to go see the circus. And, you know, and now I think about it. And I looked on my way in to see if the Ringling Brothers were coming back here. They were just here.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Just had the circus trip. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's why we won't have any more because I remember at the time they were
the
here,
circus trip,
they said it was going to be the last time. And we were wondering,
did they say that?
Yeah.
I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not the last time for the circus, but the sports people were saying this was going to be the last circus trip.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I never understood why. Now we understand why, apparently. So, we took them down when they were at the Shriners facility downtown. It wasn't that where the Bozo anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Medina Temple
is where they did
the 25th anniversary and some other shows, I think, as well. Yeah. But that theme, that music that we were playing is from The Greatest Show on Earth with Charlton Heston. I think it was 1959. And then that theme ended up being what Bob Trendler, who was the WGN radio orchestra leader and then later on television, used and chose for Bozo Circus. That's why that theme is so iconic and familiar to people that live here. So I feel like, although I probably only I was probably at the circus about a dozen times. I think as a kid, I think we went every year. That and the ice capades.
See, now we never did the ice capades. We did the circus maybe three or four times.
Yeah,
that we didn't go a lot,
but we got to see a circus every day at noon on WGN.
Oh man!
Well, you know what's funny is I had some DVDs. From the Broadcast Museum. And, you know, we've talked about this before. From the Bozo Circus days with Bob Bell, there's only about maybe eight shows out of the 15,000 that he did.
Yeah.
Because they never saved them. And
videotape was expensive.
We also taped over them.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And there's a lot of Joey DiOrio ones, actually, from the 90s and stuff. But it's not the era that I think most of us grew up with. But as I was, it was a big, like, spring cleaning reorg day at the Player House today. And so I turned on the background for my son, who's my four-year-old, who's sick.
Yeah. Aww.
I kind of got him some warm milk and some water and some juice and cuddled him up on the couch. And I didn't know I even had this, but it was a compilation of all these center ring performances. I don't know why it was on one tape, but GN must have put them together at one point as a pitch maybe to other acts, you know, to show what they do on the show every single day. And it was interesting to watch. I mean, there were some major performances, and I think about that orchestra It was like a 16-piece orchestra, mm-hmm. whatever it was. It was glorious. That made that show.
It was the big music. Top band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ringling Brothers Circus to close after 146 years.
I kind of understand what's going on with that, with the animals and the animal rights groups and stuff.
And the interest has waned. And the interest has waned.
Yeah. But the other business that this company has is all the ice shows.
Yeah, this is not. This is an entertainment company.
Yeah,
and that's just one of the elements of their entertainment company. Yeah, so
business they got all the Disney, or I don't know if they do the Disney or if they're the organization that puts on the Disney ice shows. But yeah, they do that now.
Yeah.
I have for a long time.
Yep.